Hello, today I'm going to talk about how I start my research. The first thing I do is I think of a problem, so how children form friendship, which is the problem, and this should be something that interests you. Then I will think about the hypothesis. So through play is, I think, going to be the answer. And this, I do this just so I can stay focused on a goal. The next thing I will think about is why this topic is important, and if I cannot answer this, then I will go back and change the problem or the hypothesis. But in this case, I was able to actually answer this, the why the topic is important. Then I will go to my supervisor, and he or she will either approve the topic or you might have to slightly change it. So once you actually get approval, the next thing I do is I start thinking about my methods. So, have children draw pictures of friendship. This would be the ideal situation, but I know it might be too difficult. So, my backup plan would be to interview teachers or have a questionnaire on how children form friendships from the teacher's perspective. I just keep these methods in mind because when I start reading, I might slightly need to adjust this. So, the next thing I will do is I will start making an outline of things I want to include in my thesis. And I'll just jot down anything that comes to my mind. So, as you can see, these are the main things, and I also have sub themes that I might want to discuss later. So, after I have all of this done, I will then start looking for sources. And as you can see here, there are plenty of sources on this topic, which is fantastic. So what I will do is I will just start saving them all into a reference manager, Zotero, which is right here. So all I have to do is click on the article, and then if I click here, it'll automatically save it to Zotero, which I'm going to show you right now. So this is what Zotero looks like. And ideally, what I've been doing recently is having a folder with my main topic and then these subfolders similar to my outline. Of course, the outline will be adjusted the more I read. So once I have all the sources, a good amount, probably anywhere from 20 to 50 sources, then I will start doing my initial reading. And this will be what it looks like. And what I will do is I will read, and then I will just highlight the key points, results, conclusions that I can actually use for my research. And what I will do, and then just copy paste them into an outline, like you see here. And this is just copy paste, and then I will write the authors and the year the article was published in. So this is how I start my research. And once I've read all of the sources, I will have lots and lots of sources, and they will be organized, so then I can actually start writing, and this will make the writing a lot easier. So hopefully this helps you with your BA thesis.